Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's up? It's James Coe. It's the NFL Fantasy Live podcast, that techno music. Oh, so fancy. And we got producers dancing in the background as well. We got MG Marcus Grant in the house.
You think it's techno music? I feel like it's I feel like
electronic?
Well, maybe, but I always feel like T.I. is going to come in and start rapping.
Wow. I wasn't expecting T.I. I'm going to be honest with you. I was not expecting T.I. I thought maybe you were going to say, like, M.I.A.
No, a little Tip Harris, man.
Okay. All right. I dig it. Behind the glass, we've got Alex Gelhar. What's up, man?
Gus, happy to be here again. I'm running on fumes. I came back, got to L.A. at 3 in the morning yesterday.
You did? Why? Where
Wisconsin.
Were you, pal?
I went back for a wedding and my League of Record fantasy draft. So,
baby.
Whirlwind tour and got some, like, my fifth cup of coffee over here, but we're cranking out the podcast as usual, and I think we got a good show today.
Good stuff. Adam Rank joining us yet again. What's
hey,
up, man?
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. I'm used to not being asked back to podcasts. So this is a nice switch for me.
Right. What is this?
Invited back.
Week three now for
week
you, pal?
Three. I feel that the end is near, but still, I'm going to enjoy it in the moment.
How's life? How's dad life treating you?
It's good. Yeah. You know, it's great. I'm not an over-Facebook sharer of my daughter Ahsoka's photos. And I have noticed, though, this is the weirdest thing. I have a newborn. A lot of my high school friends are taking photos of their daughters going back to college.
Oh.
Like, I'm like, one of my friends I played high school football with is like, yep, my daughter's starting classes at Vanguard University. And I'm like, yep, I've got a newborn.
Okay.
Are we not supposed to notice that you called your kid Ahsoka?
That's her name.
Okay.
Okay.
What's
all
wrong?
Right.
Hold on. Am I not a big enough of a celebrity that I could give my daughter some sort of jacked up? It's not.
We're at the point now where anyone can give their kid pop culture reference
unique names. Yeah.
Unique.
Unique.
Right.
I think it's a beautiful name.
I wasn't going to say dumb, but I guess I said.
I think you just did.
Oh, my bad. We got a big show in front of us here today. We're going to go into our deep, dark parts of our hearts, our fantasy hearts, talk about players to avoid. And we're going to try to get to as many of your mailbag questions as possible. And we're introducing a brand new game, Flex, Marry, or Cut.
Flex?
Yes,
Flex. Okay.
Flex, Marry, or Cut.
Marry to your roster.
Marry to your roster.
Because I think I've heard that before a different way.
I don't think you have.
Yeah.
I don't think you have. I think you're mistaken.
I think
this is a brand new game that we developed here. It's FMC.
Put it through the Fantasy Live think tank.
FM,
right.
Because, like, isn't it forget the
no,
call?
No, I don't think you.
Marry.
I'm pretty sure you haven't mistaken.
Can't go out on a second date.
Yep. I'm relatively confident you haven't mistaken. This is a brand new idea, one that is based off of nothing other than the minds and the deep, dark creativity of those folks at the NFL Fantasy Live warehouse. And we're going to be basically comparing three players, similar type players. And we're going to be asking you whether you want to flex, marry to your roster, or cut said player. But it's a brand new game. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. And, of course, we're going to get to daily daps as well. But how about this? We start the show, as always, with your top headlines.
Camera highlights in the world of sports.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Whistles go woo!
I like turtles.
We continue to follow breaking news.
I watch the news because I'm a kid.
So y'all need to have your kids, have your wife.
Bub Rub, for those folks who didn't know.
Oakland's finest.
I love it. All right, the biggest injury news of the week, of course, is Jordy Nelson going down with an ACL injury. As expected, Devontae Adams has now moved up on the depth chart. He's being worked into Nelson's spot, essentially. But the news today is that rookie Ty Montgomery is now the number three wide receiver in three receiver sets. Adam Rank, what's your reaction to, overall to the Jordy Nelson news and of course, Ty Montgomery and Devontae Adams?
It's a huge bummer. As anybody who enjoys Jordy Nelson's talent, even above and beyond a fantasy perspective, you just want to see a football player.
Right.
Playing at his best, and he was certainly fun to watch, even though it was for a rival team. You still enjoyed watching him and what he brought to the field, but that Packers team just continues to remain loaded. I don't think that there's anybody who just comes in and picks up that production.
Right.
It's not like you're getting 107 receptions there, Ty Montgomery, who I love. I like Stanford. A lot of times when I was playing NCAA football on the Xbox, I love to start off with Stanford as their offensive coordinator. And I think I won Ty Montgomery the Heisman Trophy 1 year.
Oh, solid.
Notwithstanding. But it's big. And, of course, Devontae Adams. And I'll let everybody else get in on everything. But I did want to make one point about Eddie Lacy.
Okay.
And I think this is big for him. And he was very close with Le'Veon Bell going into the season. And now I'm putting him up a little bit just because he'll see enough targets in the red zone that makes him a little bit more interesting.
Interesting.
Instead of on second down throwing that back shoulder fade to Jordy Nelson, they might run to him again. So the small uptick in production, I'm not saying that he's going to have 100 receptions.
Right.
But the small uptick
even if it
production.
Means, even if it means two more touchdowns is what you're saying.
And it was that close between right. him and Le'Veon Bell, and they didn't lose their starting center, so that line's going to be good.
Sure.
I'm going with Lacy, number one overall, if I had that.
Whoa, breaking news alert.
It was in our – we did an instant debate earlier this week, which you can read on NFL.com/fantasy about who should go over number one overall. And actually, Bell is still number one in my rankings, but I had the similar thought process as Rank that this – now Eddie Lacy becomes, you know, the second, if not most important player on that offense behind Aaron Rodgers, obviously.
What happened to Adrian Peterson? I thought you had Adrian Peterson number one, Bell.
I never had Adrian Peterson number one.
Okay.
I was one of those guys who ended up with Peterson last year.
Okay.
And it's one of those things when you ruin one fantasy season.
You're out.
For me, you're not in.
You're out.
Back.
No.
It's hard.
I'll let people know. Like, I can't do it.
Actually, Gelhar, you're a perfect person to talk to about this. You follow the team. You've basically followed the team your entire life. I know you shed a couple tears and you spilled one for the homies when you heard about the injury to Jordy Nelson. But
all of that is true.
Davante Adams, though, man, interesting guy. I know he was a highly touted deep sleeper prospect here, but now he just steps into the role. And look, I've been telling people Davante Adams, if he got the starting gig full time, I could see him putting up 1,100 yards and getting 8 or 9 touchdowns. Well, maybe 9 is a bit much, but how about 7 or 8 touchdowns? I could easily project that out for a guy like Davante Adams.
Yeah.
Am I crazy to think that?
No, I mean, Aaron Rodgers makes all of his targets better. That's not diminishing what Jordy Nelson is. He's a phenomenal football player.
Unbelievable.
Anybody that watches the game knows that. He's one of the best route-running technicians and great on the boundary, but Adams is going to get a ton of targets. Nobody's going to come in and take over all of Jordy Nelson's 151 targets, which
right.
I'm pretty sure were the most of any receiver in Rodgers' career that he'd thrown to. However, Adams probably slides up into that, for sure, wide receiver 3, maybe wide receiver 2 discussion, depending on how Rodgers starts spreading it around once that offense gets going without Jordy.
You know, I went on the radio today. We were talking about fantasy, and somebody was asking me about the Packers' offense. And honestly, my quick, rash reaction to Davante Adams was basically, the closer we get to week one, the higher he's going to slide up. I can see if you're drafting in the lead up to week one, I can see Davante Adams going in the 6th round. Is that too high of a price for a guy like Davante Adams, Marcus?
That's a little spicy for me, and I like Davante Adams. I mean, he was the kind of guy that I was targeting in dynasty drafts last year,
sure.
feeling like he had a lot of upside in that offense. Just having watched him at Fresno State, knowing what he could do when he's
right.
playing with Derek Carr there. I feel like 6th round is probably a little early here because I don't know, you know, as Rank said, he slides into the role that Randall Cobb had there in Green Bay, but I don't know that he puts up Randall Cobb kind of numbers because I do think Eddie Lacy sees some of those targets. I think you're still going to see, Ty Montgomery, who has been running with the first team lately
right.
in practice.
Jeff Janis.
Preseason darling, Jeff Janis. I think even your guy James Richard Rodgers may see a little
Atta
more
baby.
Run because of this. So I think those targets are going to get spread out a little wider
right.
than maybe just to Davante Adams. So I like him. I like him a lot, but I think 6 is probably too rich for me.
Do you think that's going to be an accurate projection, though? I think you're going to have to spend a 6th, at the very least, a 7th round draft pick to pick up Davante Adams.
Are you guys insane? He's going to go in the 5th round.
Okay.
I mean, what's the thing? He probably will go in the 5th round.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. There's no way he's
That's what I'm asking.
He was going in the 9th round, even when he was the 3rd receiver there. People were
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, funny. I felt bad for one of the guys in my league because we drafted on Friday night, and then,
oh,
of course,
no.
you know, Sunday.
Oh, no.
We had to do it early because I was back in town for the wedding.
Sure.
But one of my buddies in the league actually took Adams in, like, the 8th or 9th round. I'm like, dude, that's a reach. And then he texted me on Sunday. He's like,
booyah.
He's like, well,
who's
no, reaching? He was sad too, but he's oh. like, I guess it's not so much of a reach now.
Exactly. Just some quick stats on Adams, man. 6'1", 215. He ran a 4.56 40. He's got a 40-inch vertical, so he is an excellent athlete. He played with Derek Carr at Fresno State as a redshirt sophomore. I mean, I know they had a spread attack over there, but 131 catches, 1,700 yards. I mean, video game numbers here for Davante Adams. Ty Montgomery, he's a rookie out of Stanford. Green Bay, I mean, obviously, look, they love the kid, man. 3rd-round draft pick. on him. Did I get that right?
Yeah, he was a third rounder. Third round draft pick. Describe him as a bigger Randall Cobb.
Exactly. And they spent a third round pick on a wide receiver, yeah, despite the fact that they are very deep and loaded at wide receiver as well.
But they drafted him as a returner.
Right.
And
very good point.
The Packers have an embarrassment of riches at the wide receiver
they
position.
They do.
So it's not like they had any pressing needs going into the draft. It's like, let's just take the best player available, somebody who can.
But a third round pick on a guy who's going to play special teams.
I think the Packers.
They like the guy.
Well, I think the Packers are paying a lot of attention to the special teams this season. Wow. Like, it's going to be very important for them.
Very good point.
Special teams can win or lose a championship.
I disagree with that.
I don't think any Packers.
Why are we talking about this?
You know where he's going with this.
What do you mean? Let's just get back to the fantasy analysis.
I'm saying, what is the one thing that cost the Packers last year?
Haven't,
special teams.
It was it?
Might have been.
Yeah.
Well, it was Aaron Rodgers going 3 and out.
Okay.
And
all right.
No, but I guess he's the greatest of all time.
Calm down, pal. Ty Montgomery, he's 6 feet tall, 220, so he's a big boy, man. He ran a 4.55 40. He's got a 40-inch vertical as well, so they're just drafting athletes. Very quickly, a lot of buzz around this Jeff Janis kid from Saginaw Valley State. A lot of folks said he looks like a Jordy Nelson clone. And quite frankly, he does look like a Jordy Nelson.
They are actually the same height. And
right,
6'3". Different.
Yeah. Right, 220. He's got great speed as well. He ran a 4.4 240.
He blew up the combine, and actually I put him in my Deep Sleepers article, which is where I also put out today for Fantasy Draft Week. But he actually, his measurables from the combine and stuff actually compared to some extent to Julio Jones. Jeff Janis is a freak athlete.
Yeah, he's a great athlete.
Measurables Twitter loved, but he's a little raw still.
So. I was just about to say, the biggest difference, of course, is that he's not that great of a route runner yet from what I've seen. His hands are good, not amazing, and so he's got some work there. And like I said, right now he's got to beat out Ty Montgomery for that number three spot, so we will see. We move on. In Tampa Bay, Doug Martin is regaining old form. No, seriously, this time,
ooh,
you guys.
Ooh, pick me.
Marcus Grant, hit me.
I've been on board. I've been on board with this Doug Martin hype train for weeks now. I mean, he was in my Bust a Move column.
Yeah, series.
And I've been telling everybody.
NFL.com/Bust a Move.
Exactly. I've been telling everybody for weeks now. Everything that I saw that was wrong with Doug Martin had nothing to do with Doug Martin.
Okay.
It was all about that offensive line and how poor they had been. And what I've seen from them so far this preseason, they've made improvements. I mean, they went out and they made an effort to improve that line, whether through the draft, whether through free agency. And watching them on Monday night, they blew up that Bengals defensive front line. And that is no slouch. I mean,
no.
That's a good group up there. And they opened some big holes. A lot of times they did it by holding. But, yeah, it's details. But on top of it, just Martin looks energized again. He's got that burst. I mean, everything I saw from him was him.
Oh, yeah. Get on board.
I am shoveling all the coal onto this engine right now. I mean, he had good burst. Everything was him going forward, him falling forward and picking up positive yards. I am so fired up about Doug Martin right now.
Doug Martin, if you missed that game, man, he broke off an impressive 30-yard run, almost for a touchdown. Got down to, I believe, the 1 or 2 yard line. Mm-hmm. But, man, he was breaking tackles all over the place. Follow NFL. By the way, you can see this video on NFL.com. Sign up for the game right now, NFL.com/fantasy. If you're listening to this podcast, I don't know why you haven't subscribed. All right? Just hit the subscribe button, for goodness sakes. But
also,
listen.
Like and comment on iTunes. We can look at those things. You know,
sure.
We're trying to build up the brand of this after coming back, after it was just the rebranded audio of the show. So
Right. Let
us know what you're thinking. Let us know what you'd like to see. If you like games like Flex Mary Cut, let us know.
And odds are I won't be on much longer.
No, that's,
so that's
true.
Good, if, too.
So vote for rank, too.
Hang on. You just bear with me for another couple of weeks, and then you won't have to worry about me ever again.
Can we do – maybe we should do this. Maybe we should start a hashtag battle. Should we go start rank, bench rank?
Ooh, I like that.
Bench rank. I think cut rank would be the leader in the club.
Okay, you know what? This is what we're going to do, man. Just hit me up on Twitter. Hit up the NFL Fantasy Twitter handle. What is that? At NFL Fantasy.
At NFL Fantasy.
I'm at James Deco. Hit me with the hashtag start and rank or bench.
I think now it's got to be, you got to do it some way of like, who would you rather have on this podcast other than rank? So it'd be like better than rank. Hashtag
better than rank. I like this.
It would be like Rob.
I like this.
Rob Corddry, hashtag better than rank. That's a bad example because Rob Corddry's awesome. And I would rather have him on this podcast than me. But fine.
Hashtag better than rank. Give me a guy.
Justin Bieber.
Better than Rink.
Maybe. Ooh, I don't know.
Maybe.
About that.
Maybe.
I don't know about
that. I don't know.
Better hair.
That goes
without
saying.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Right.
A lot of people. Yeah, so
let's do that.
It's going to be a little disconcerting, but yes.
Marcus, Alex, you guys are the powers that be that control
we'll
the social media.
And how much Marcus can blast it out right now?
Better than Rank. Hashtag better than Rank, let us know.
And if we get a GoFundMe account started.
Oh, really? we're going to have a Kickstarter?
Buy me out of this.
Okay.
The price isn't very high.
What are we going to
say? It's not going to cost. If you knew what I was
doing. You want like
paid,
a meal at Wahoo's
if
or
you
something?
Knew, that might be too much. I don't even know. I got to work 3 weeks to make that much to afford.
Can we?
And only then it's one item. We can't go double item.
No,
it's one item at that point.
We've digressed. Yes. Doug Martin, where are you taking him? And what do you? I don't know. Do you believe the hyper?
First round, brah. I'm the lunatic. I will once we get past.
You realize you only get one first round pick. You don't get five. You get one.
My first two picks are receivers. So if I'm taking running back starting in the third round,
yes,
or the whatever, I've been getting them. I've been doing these mocks. I've been getting them in the fifth. Is that too early?
Because
like, look, I'm just like going into the dumpster bin. I'm like, all right, well, Amir Abdullah in the fourth. I'm like looking at a team.
Oh my gosh. Amir Abdul in the fourth.
You know what?
Doug Martin in the fifth.
You laugh. Wait, last year when I was talking about C.J. Anderson and Jeremy Hill, you were chuckling just as hard.
No, I wasn't because C.J. Anderson went to Cal.
When I said Terrence West, you were Terrence West, terrible example.
Right. Horrible example.
All right. Okay. I'm not 100%.
Okay. Well, look.
It's batting average.
I'll ask Gelhar.
I see him going in the fifth a lot. That feels just a tad rich for my blood.
I agree.
But if you like him. Get him there then.
Well, here's the thing though. Who are you getting in the fifth round? Like, who are these when people are kind of besmirching?
Well, it depends on what your strategy is. If you've got running back, why are you taking Doug Martin in the fifth? It makes no sense.
Right. But nobody does that.
No, that's what like Rank was saying for his strategy. If you're trying to hit on those guys in the middle rounds, then that might seem like a reach, but you got to get guys, because you're going to strike out on a couple of those middle round running backs if you start with Gronk or a quarterback as you do or wide receivers. So
yeah, I mean there's guys. I mean don't get me wrong, there's guys out there. I mean Tevin Coleman's going in the fifth round. No,
not that high.
Well, exactly. Then I'll wait. Give me Tevin Coleman all day. I'll take that. Doug Martin. I tell you what, it's a close call. I'll take Doug Martin in the late sixth, early seventh round. I feel okay with that.
Look how much he's moved up. I mean, we were talking about Doug Martin a couple weeks ago in like
undrafted
round,
right? I know.
You know, so it's fine.
Yeah, he's moving up. All right, listen. He has missed 15 games over the last two seasons. FYI. Anyways, we go to the Mile High where Ronnie Hillman is pushing for more carries from new head coach Gary Kubiak. Quote: "He's moved himself up. He deserves more reps." Hillman has, over his first two preseason games, balled out 120 yards on 16 carries. That's good for a 7.5 yards per carry average. C.J. Anderson, still believed to be the lead back there. But what does this all mean? You got a bad feeling about this? Yeah, you know, look, is he just a high-level handcuff? Is that what we're talking about? Because what happens to Monty Ball? I mean, he's still there somewhere in the mix. No? Huh?
Yeah.
He's gone. Oh, okay. He's gone.
Right. He's not good when you compare him to other professional footballers.
What worries me about
better than me?
How dare you?
But not great compared to Juwan Thompson.
What worries me is there's been a lot of smoke blowing around this backfield, because first it was C.J. Anderson's going to be our bell cow, and then it was Ronnie Hillman's getting tons of tons of praise from Gary Kubiak, and now Ronnie Hillman's looked good, and now he's going to be 1B, and it's like. We don't know. I don't know which way it's going, and it just concerns me a little bit that I know everybody says Kubiak traditionally features just one running back, but maybe that's not the case this year.
So how much worry do you have, Marcus Grant, for a guy like C.J. Anderson, who is, by the way, yeah, he played great in the second half of last year, but, I mean, it's not like we have a long track record with the guy.
I'm drafting Jeremy Stewart.
Oh, boy.
I mean... Last year in Baltimore, we spent the season, you know, obviously we thought Ray Rice was going to be there, but then there was Bernard Pierce, mm-hmm. there was Lorenzo Taliaferro,
sure.
and it was Justin Forsett.
Right.
I know some of that was because of injuries and off-field circumstances,
sure.
but we also just had a guy who just came and outperformed. And so now all of a sudden, you know, everybody's looking at C.J. Anderson, but there's Monte Ball, there's Ronnie Hillman, there's Juwan Thompson, there's Capri Bibbs. I mean, there's all these names here.
That's not a real name, is it?
It's a real name. I'm looking at the depth chart here.
No.
Capri with a K,
Capri. Jabari Bibbs.
Bibbs
is a real football player name.
He is a real football player.
No,
you got to spend some time from just looking at rosters. There's some good ones.
This is his second. He's been in the league for 2 years. He's from Colorado State, hometown Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Gosh.
Yes.
Seriously, wait, hold on. Who's got a better name, Capri Bibbs or Orleans Darkwell?
How about Orleans Darkwell?
How about Ishmaeli Kitchen?
It's pretty good.
That's not a real NFL player.
It is a real.
Player.
He's a wide receiver for the Browns.
Unbelievable.
Orleans Darkwell sounds like a Star Wars character.
He does.
Yeah, it does. He should be the villain in the new one.
But in all seriousness, I don't know that I'm really thinking about anybody on that roster besides C.J. Anderson. It's C.J. Anderson or bust.
From the running back position.
From the running back position, yeah. Correct. As far as I'm concerned, it's C.J. Anderson or bust. Everybody else I'll take a chance on off the waiver wire if need be.
If anything, does this move C.J. Anderson down to you rank?
He's going really high. He's going in the first round, second round, which is where I don't like to draft a running back. So it's taking him off the board for me. I anticipate him falling to the third round. I really expect people to start freaking out and letting him tumble a little bit, because a lot of people are going to go out and they're going to draft wide receivers early, and that's going to mean there's going to be a huge run on wide receivers at the end of the second round that a lot of people didn't anticipate, because they're like, whoa, I got to at least get Mike Evans or something like that, which will allow somebody to start falling down him.
In your mind, does it bump him down?
I would like him. I would like him. He's still the thing is, the thing that we liked about him last year is still the same thing that we like about him. He's just the best running back. He is better than all of those guys. And the only one who is similar or is at least close, like Hillman, every year they've tried to make him the man. He just can't do it. I'm sorry. I've tried. We want you to succeed. You just can't. It's like Dolph Ziggler. Like, sorry, we really want you to be good. It seems like you should be good, but you're not. And so the guy Marcus mentioned him briefly, was Juwan Thompson. He's the one that I look at if C.J. Anderson gets hurt or if he's ineffective this season. Juwan Thompson, to me, looks like the running back who would come in and be that bell cow back for Kubiak's offense.
The one thing I do worry about and wonder about, too, is as much as I love C.J. Anderson, I watch him obviously a lot playing at Cal, but he's not necessarily that – I don't know if he's a great fit for a zone block scheme. And the reason I ask, and Alex, you could chime in here, that I think about Ronnie Hill. He even alluded to it in this Gary Kubiak system that, you know, they stretch you out. That's how the zone blocking scheme works, right? It's a one cut and go system. A lot of times, that's going to help a guy who might be smallish, but he's quick. And as long as he's quick and decisive, oh boy, watch out. I don't know if C.J. Anderson necessarily has the quickness to kind of stretch it out and find that one cut and go. I love him as a player. Don't get me wrong. You know, he's really worked on his pass catching skills, and we saw a lot of that last year as well. But I just don't know if he's got the speed to be a natural fit, at least in this Kubiak scheme.
I think he should be good. It's also a scheme that does help running backs. They just have to have the patience to do it. And I think he's been working in it all offseason, and so far the returns have been decent. So I'm not terribly worried about that from it. I'm just more worried about this Ronnie Hillman surge and Gary Kubiak once again trying to make Ronnie Hillman happen.
Ah, boy. All right. I tell you what, those were your top headlines. But let's get to this very fun game, a flex, marry, or cut. I'm going to give all of you guys three players, similar type players, and you're going to tell me, would you flex them, marry them to your roster, or would you cut them straight away? Adam Rank, we'll start with you.
Okay.
Allen Robinson, Martavis Bryant, Jarvis Landry. This is tough. You're going to have to cut one of these.
Martavis Bryant is who I'm cutting. He's all, like, what has he done? Like, he's just that, he's a darling.
Okay.
He's a name, and people are just kind of talking about, I mean, I guess he did have a nice little stretch.
Are you saying this because Martavis Bryant is the featured player on March to 1100? Is that
one? Oh, is that right? Oh, cut him for sure. By the way, and there is no way, like, I am not going to be involved in your shenanigans this season. There's not.
I ambushed you on that one.
That was kind of a D move, a little bit. It was not cool. And I don't know how it happened.
I utterly ambushed you on that.
But
you had no options other than to say yes.
All of a sudden, there was a box on the field, and I'm like, and I said before that show started, like, is this going to be, am I, do I need to be
Do you guys
want
to explain to the listeners that, okay, you're just getting to it, because I was going to say, some people might not have watched the episode or followed along that long, so.
So March to 1100.
It is, yeah, it is January of NFL Fantasy Life when nobody's watching.
Right, exactly. How dare you, first of all. Second of all, March to 1100, so basically. Don't you give me that look, Adam Rank. March to 1100, it's a real simple concept. I basically pick a guy who's not terribly high profile, and I project them to get 1,100 yards. Last year it was a guy in DeAndre Hopkins who was going, I'm telling you, double-digit rounds if drafted at all. I saw enough from the Clemson product to say, look, I know Andre Johnson's slipping. I don't care about the quarterback position. This guy's got unbelievable hands. He's got good size, good speed. I think he's going to get to 1,100 yards, and I put my money where my mouth was, and I said March to 1,100. Well,
I put I put my
shoes where my mouth
was.
Wait a second. This is getting weird.
All right, it's getting long.
Okay,
too,
we're getting.
So.
Okay,
anyways, so Martavis Bryant is a guy this year that I'm glossing as my March to 1,100 guy. I think he's getting to 1,100. By the way, this is by end of the week 16, week 15 rather, not end of the year, end of week 15. So he's got to get there. So we'll see. We'll see what's going on. Okay, Allen Robinson, Martavis Bryant, Jarvis Landry. All right, so you're going to cut Martavis.
I love Allen Robinson.
So are you flexing him or?
Sounds like marriage to me. He said he loves him.
Yeah. I'll marry him.
Ooh, okay.
So Jarvis really, the Jaguar? You don't think I'm going in any other
direction? Duval.
Good point.
Jarvis Landry in your flex.
All right. You know that I love the LSU receivers.
You do. All right.
They're all good. I mean, I don't know what you want me to say.
It's a tough one. No, you got it. You nailed it.
Martavis Bryant was great in three games.
Okay.
Now everybody wants to talk about him as this. You know what? I love the steel. I love Antonio Brown and all those guys, but losing your center is a huge deal. And
it is.
We didn't even have it in the headlines, but it's a big thing. Like when the Chargers lost Nick Hardwick, that offense started to fall apart.
And it's not like Marquise Pouncey is not a great. I mean, he's a great player. He's a Pro Bowl player. So yeah, the loss for the Steelers is significant. I agree with that. FMC: Allen Robinson, Martavis Bryant, Jarvis Landry, Marcus Grant.
I am going to flex Allen Robinson.
Okay.
I've gotten on that hype train. I'm going to marry Jarvis Landry because I've been big on him all offseason long. So by association.
Cutting Martavis Bryant.
He's Martavis Bryant out.
Oh, March to 1100. He's struck another blow.
I am going to marry Allen Robinson as well. So Rank, we're going to have a full household over there. I'm actually going to – I love Jarvis Landry too, but for this situation, I'm going to flex Martavis Bryant because I like the odds of him getting that big play. And then in the flex, that should be, you know, hopefully my game-changing play to win me a week. This is why we made the game. It's a tough decision. These are all great wide receivers. But so I'll marry Allen Robinson, flex Martavis Bryant, and sadly cut Jarvis Landry.
You know, it's a weird one because, you know, all these guys are obviously going to be kept on rosters here, but if I was faced this decision, I'm going to go totally wild maneuver here.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to cut Allen Robinson.
Oh,
Forget you, Duval.
All of my friends in Duval County, Florida, unfollow Jimmy Coe. Protest.
Look, dude, the five guys from Duval who are following me right now,
They're gone.
They're gone.
They're gone. They're discriminating taste.
They just felt the disturbance in the force. They don't know it yet. When they listen to the podcast later,
I knew I didn't like that cut.
I hope Jack Youngblood comes and tells you.
I'm cutting Allen Robinson. I will flex Jarvis Landry. Oh, I'm assuming please. This is, by the way, I'm assuming this is in
standard scoring
league. And then I will marry Martavis Bryant, man. I think Martavis Bryant's going huge this year. Huge this year. I think he can do 1,200 yards, 9 touchdowns. I would take that in my wide receiver 2 position all day, every day. Love that guy. A great athlete in a great offense. How do you not like him? I like him. All right. Flex, marry, or cut Frank Gore, Jonathan Stewart, Alfred Morris. We start with you, MG.
All right. Well, I'm going to flex, maybe against my better judgment, Alfred Morris. I mean, after seeing Matt Jones this week, I guess it gave me pause. But I still think Morris is the guy that is for sure the bell cow there. He's going to get the bulk of the carries.
Okay.
I just need him to get some goal line touches.
He's not. It's not going to happen.
Why you gotta kill my buzz? Marrying Frank Gore, because as I say all the time, he's going to outlive all of us. Yeah. And now he's in the best offense he's ever played in his career. I don't see any way he is not just a fantasy stud this year. So that leaves Jonathan Stewart on the outside. I mean, losing Kelvin Benjamin is a big blow to that offense. You know, it puts a lot of pressure on Greg Olsen and Cam Newton. And I think a lot of teams are going to challenge that Panther run game.
Absolutely.
And plus, Stewart just has the track record of not staying healthy for a full season. So he's out for me.
I don't believe he's ever had more than 200 carries in his career.
Jonathan
in his
Stewart?
Whole career.
In a season.
Oh, yeah,
and
I believe you are correct there.
All right, so what do you got? Frank Gore, Jonathan Stewart, Alfred Morris, flex, marry, or cut?
You're asking rank?
I am asking Adam Rank.
And Jonathan Stewart's not John Stewart.
It is not John Stewart.
Not to be confused.
The guy who helped deliver Seth Rollins the title. The U.S. title.
His heel turn is...
No, it's a face turn.
By the way, he did have 200 carries once. 2009, he had 221 carries.
Stand corrected.
Okay. So hit me.
I will cut Jonathan Stewart.
Okay.
Because I'm a huge... I love Cappy. I think Cappy's going to be the guy who ends up carrying the ball.
Cameron Artis Payne.
Yes, sir.
He's going to be the Cappy? Guy. Where are we going with Cappy?
He's going to be carrying the ball for the Panthers this season. Freddie Moe, I will flex.
Okay.
This is it. I cannot say this enough
okay.
to Jay Gruden. Look,
okay.
You have a job because I firmly believe that Daniel Snyder thought he was hiring your brother. The least you can do is give Freddie Moe three goal line. You don't even have to give him all. Get Matt Jones some work. Get him some touchdowns. That's fine. I'm cool with that. Give Moe three Moe. And he becomes a completely different fantasy bet.
Right.
Four, and he's off the charts. So it doesn't take a lot. We're not asking a lot. Just a couple of more attempts. But I'm going to echo all the sentiments of everybody who likes Frank Gore, of a guy who probably realizes this is his last chance to win a championship. He came so close a couple of years ago, losing out. Should have been the guy. You know, you talk about not giving the ball to Marshawn Lynch in last year's Super Bowl.
Right.
Go back to that Super Bowl in New Orleans. If Jim Harbaugh had just given the ball to Frank Gore, we could have been talking about a San Francisco 49ers championship run. Thankfully, we're not.
Thankfully.
What do you mean thankfully?
Thankfully, because nobody likes the 49ers.
Maybe.
But Frank Gore would have been a hero and everything, but now he realizes this is his last chance to go out, get a title, easily the best quarterback he's ever played with. He's going to be rejuvenated at least for
what
one
about
more
Colin year. Kaepernick?
Kaepernick had his moments, but I.
How about JT O'Sullivan? No?
Good.
Wow, really? JT O'Sullivan?
Sweet hair. Was he? He was San Jose State, right?
J-Toss? You didn't like J-Toss?
Are we really getting into a J-Toss discussion on a Fantasy Live podcast right now?
But I think he was San Jose State, right? It was a Mountain West.
J-Toss. Hashtag better than rank.
UC Davis, actually.
UC Davis. I stand corrected.
Alex Gelhar, Frank Gore, Jonathan Stewart, Alfred Morris.
I'm coming out of left field here. Then in this one, I'm going to marry Jonathan Stewart because I think with the loss of Kelvin Benjamin, that offense last year was at its best, and when they were winning games and made it to the postseason, because they're riding on the shoulders of Jonathan Stewart. And yes, he's got an injury history, but newsflash, it's the NFL. Anybody can get injured at any time walking down the street or making a routine catch like Jordy Nelson. But if Jonathan Stewart stays healthy for a full 16 games, I think he's got, no joke, top 10 fantasy running back potential. If that offense is leaning on him and he gets all the carries he should have, they're going to use Cap, as Rank said, or Todman to keep him fresh. Stewart's going to be the man, and I think that offense is going to have to run through him. I'm going to flex Frank Gore for everything everybody else has said because he's in the best offense. He's going to outlive us all. It's going to be him and cockroaches at the end of the world. And I'm going to cut Freddie Morris because I know you guys are pleading with Gruden, but guess what? He's not going to listen. He just wants to watch the fantasy world burn and take up Morris every time he gets to the goal line.
If there is one organization that listens to the will of the fans, it's the Washington Football Team.
All right.
They listen.
James,
they listen to the collective voices of reason, and they make strong decisions.
Oh my goodness! Listen, I've got a huge take on Frank Gore. We're going to get to that later when we talk about players to avoid. But Frank Gore, I'm cutting. I really don't like him this year. Historically, 32-year-old backs don't do well. I don't care that he's in the best offense that he's ever been in. I just look at history, and unless this dude is just some kind of historical anomaly, I don't see it happening.
He is.
He is.
Yeah, maybe.
How many years have we buried Frank Gore, and he's still here?
Yeah. Anyways, we're moving on. Jonathan Stewart, I will flex him all day. Alfred Morris, I'm going to marry Alfred Morris, man.
Wow.
I mean, I watched this guy run, and I love it. I absolutely love this guy between the 20s. I get it. He doesn't get that many looks in the red zone. But at some...
Or in the passing game.
Or in the passing game. This is standard leagues, right?
He's got bricks for hands, sadly.
This is not, as long as this is not PPR, I'll marry Freddie Morris. But, man, he's just a great runner. He is a very talented runner. And, you know, piggybacking a little bit off of what Adam Rank said, if he just gets three extra touchdowns, it's a different ball game. If he gets four or five, it's a totally different ball game. Touchdowns in this game really change people's outlooks. If you look at what LeSean McCoy did last year, what did he have, like 1,300, 1,400 yards almost?
Indeed.
And you think, okay, that's not bad. Except the only problem was he only had five touchdowns. He bumps that up to 8, 9, or 10, and it's just another solid, excellent LeSean McCoy year. So I just think Alfred Morris this year, I don't know why.
He had eight touchdowns last year.
Who did?
Freddie Mel.
Freddie Morris had how many?
Eight.
Eight.
And he gets into a range of 11 to 12?
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly. It's a totally different ball. I really think Fred Morris can do that. I don't know why. He's just too talented to not get that darn ball at the goal line. And I really believe that this year it's going to pay off. So I will marry Alfred Morris. I'm investing heavily into him in all my mock drafts here. Jonathan Stewart is a great flex play for me, at least. And again, Frank Gore, I'm avoiding like the plague. All right, Tyler.
I'm going to change my – you convinced me.
Yeah?
I'm going Alfred Morris as my Mary. Sorry.
Go. Atta baby.
Sorry, Frank Gore. You're going to be flexed.
Tyler Eifert, Jordan Cameron, Kyle Rudolph. Flex, marry, or cut Alex Gelhar?
This one was the hardest for me, but I think I'm going to marry Tyler Eifert. I love his potential in that offense,
okay.
And I think they're going to help funnel a lot through him. I'm going to flex Jordan Cameron. I think he's got a lot of upside with the Dolphins. They've targeted their tight ends a lot in the past, and we just need him to stay healthy, but I think he's motivated. And then it just pains me, but I got to cut Kyle Rudolph.
In that Norv Turner system, you're cutting Kyle Rudolph. Oh, baby. That's a tough one. Marcus Grant, what do you think?
I agree completely with Alex here.
All right.
One, this was the toughest one for me to decide.
It's very hard.
Yeah, I'm going the same thing. I'm the Tyler Eifert hype train has one more passenger in Marcus Grant. So I'm marrying him. I'm flexing Jordan Cameron, one, because okay. I can't cut a USC guy. I
mean, crazy. And he looks like Elliot Harrison. So, I mean, really? How do you
there
do it?
There it is. There it is.
A USC guy that looks like Elliot Harrison. You can't cut him.
Right. Yeah. Of course not.
Everyone should draft him based off of those credentials.
I really am big on this Dolphins offense this year. I think he's going to be a big part of it. So Kyle Rudolph, just, you know, by association, I mean, you're the guy who, sorry about your luck.
Sorry, pal.
Got to go.
Gone.
I don't like the notion that you're going to be all, oh, I'm keeping the USC guy, but you're marrying a Notre Dame dude.
Oh. Yeah.
You deserve that.
Well.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Rank, hit me. Tyler Eifert, Jordan Cameron, Kyle Rudolph, FMC.
I'm going to marry Kyle Rudolph because of that Norv Turner effect. I do like that. Jordan Cameron, him and I bonded over the movie Adventureland. It is the perfect role for Kristen Stewart and her terrible personality. It was like the role was written for her perfectly.
You bonded?
Bonded.
Okay.
Because I was making fun of Kristen Stewart because Jordan likes the Twilight movies.
Who doesn't?
Me.
I don't.
Everybody else.
I don't care.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
All right. I guess I'm the only jerk in here who's seen all of them, huh? Is that?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what we're going with?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No? Did I lose credibility?
I sat through Two Night Stand, and yet I will not watch a Twilight movie.
Why?
Because it just wasn't
it's a cultural great. Phenomenon.
It wasn't entertaining compared to other things I could have been watching at the time.
Okay.
You don't have to compare it to anything. It just wasn't entertaining.
It wasn't entertaining.
I'm the only one here on board, huh?
That's pretty much.
Yep.
Okay. No one else watched all four movies?
No.
If you guys can get Jordan Cameron on the phone.
Breaking Dawn Part 1 and 2? No?
You would have a fan.
I'm about to shut down this podcast. Can we get back to the game and stop talking about Twilight, please?
And then so I guess I'm cutting Tyler Eifert. It's really, I mean, it's the injuries, but I guess all these guys have injury concerns.
They have, actually.
I'm just choosing.
It's really funny. Yeah, all three of these guys have injury concerns.
People are getting loco over Eifert. They're like, yeah, I'm going to take him in the fifth, which is always my default round right. whenever somebody's like super hyper on. There's 85 picks in the fifth, I feel like. But he just, I get it. Like, I understand what everybody, I understand the words coming out of everybody's mouth, but I'm like, why are you so excited over him? But like Kyle Root, like, they're the same person. Like, you're really just, I'm switching the names around.
I think based off of ADP and expectations, I will marry Kyle Rudolph. I'm high on Kyle Rudolph this year. Just, again, given his ADP, look, he's going in the double-digit rounds. He's a guy that I'm targeting. If I didn't take a high-profile tight end, why not? Kyle Rudolph in a Norv Turner system. Again, tight ends in Norv's systems tend to do well. Kyle Rudolph, obviously coming off a major injury. I just don't – when I look at that roster too, I don't know how many targets are going to be – I guess there's no one on the roster that is like, oh, I need to give 100 targets to that guy. I mean, who are we talking about here? Charles Johnson, Mike Wallace?
Johnson.
I think the opportunity will be there for Kyle Rudolph. And that's why I'm marrying him versus these other guys. Tyler Eifert, I'm going to actually cut Tyler Eifert. Even though I think Tyler Eifert is the most talented of the three, I look at opportunity. You look at the running backs they got there, Jeremy Hill, Giovanni Bernard, they're going to have to get their touches. A.J. Green's going to have to get his touches. Marvin Jones is coming back from an injury to go along with Mohamed Sanu. Where does Tyler Eifert even fit into this system? And plus, we're talking about Andy Dalton. I will not invest heavily in Andy Dalton or too many of his targets.
Dude, he looks sweet against the Bengals. Wait, did he not?
No. Jordan Cameron, I guess by definition, I'll just flex this guy. But Jordan Cameron, again, I'm really worried about the injury history. He's got a history of concussions. I can't see him playing a full 16. If he plays 10, I would be surprised. So, but Tyler Eifert, I just, again, he's one of those guys that could literally sink your entire fantasy career or fantasy season because you're thinking, oh, I'm going to get points out of this guy. He might give you one solid game and everything else, not so much. Chris Ivory, Doug Martin, Trey Mason, Adam Rank, flex, marry, or cut. Chris Ivory, okay. Doug Martin, Trey Mason.
Trey Mason's out. Flexing Chris Ivory because Alex Gelhar has now worn me down to the point. I love Chris Ivory all of a sudden.
You take him in the fifth round?
Fifth round, baby!
I'm just imagining Rank's draft board. He just keeps putting up stickers to the right of the fifth round.
If there is any way I can get rid of all of my draft picks and just have all fifth round picks, I think I would be onto something.
I think
I would be cooking with gas.
Absolutely.
As they say. And I already admitted earlier in the show that I'm loco for Doug Martin with my other fifth round pick. So in the fifth round, I'm taking Doug Martin, Chris Ivory, Kyle Rudolph,
Tyler Eifert,
Todd Gurley, not Tyler Eifert. He's the only one I would not take.
Right.
Jarvis Landry, Seabass,
Robinson,
and the
Vikings. I think Devontae Adams is going to be
Viking,
right?
Yeah, Devontae Adams, right. The Vikings DST, and
it's pretty good.
Jake Plummer.
Okay, I like it. Marcus Grant.
Yeah, I got to cut Trey Mason just because there's that specter of Todd Gurley looming there eventually to take some carries away. I am flexing Chris Ivory. I think Gelhar has kind of worn us all down with this Chris. I mean,
welcome to the dark side.
He was a top 20 fantasy running back last year. So
no, James is going to cut him.
Here's the great thing about that though is that now there's no risk with Chris Ivory, because if he's not very good,
We can blame it on Gelhar.
You get to get mad at Gelhar.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
Good call. Good call.
So, of course, I mean, obviously, I mean, I was chomping at the bit to talk about Doug Martin earlier in this program. So
you're on board.
I am on board. I am all about Doug Martin right now.
I wrote too many words to not go with Doug Martin, although I wrote those words last year, so that helps no one this year. That's fine. I'm on board with Doug Martin. I'll marry him. Trey Mason, I'll flex that guy. Chris Ivory, come on, dude.
Yep. Knew that was coming.
It's Chris Ivory.
It's all right. You're gonna put him out on the dating
Chris
waiver wire.
Ivory,
and I'm gonna scoop
brother?
Him up and marry him.
It's Chris Ivory. I mean, what's happening? What world am I living
so
in?
So fantasy Tinder, you're swiping left on Chris Ivory, huh? You know, swipe left.
I don't understand the world I live in where Chris Ivory is a top 25 fantasy running back. All right, that was your game of FMC Flex Mary or Cut. A fantastic game. If you liked it, go ahead and hit us on NFL Fantasy. Oh, by the way, sign up for the game right now. NFL.com/fantasy. Again, that's NFL.com/fantasy. Now, in the Fantasy webpage, you're going to find a fantastic draft kit that we are currently updating.
Polishing it up for Fantasy Draft Week.
Because, you know, I get a lot of questions on Twitter. Hey, man, why'd you put this guy in this ranking? And where'd you put – why'd you say don't draft this guy? Bro, I wrote that in, like, April. Okay, like we're getting it updated, all right? So everyone needs to calm down. But one of the lists that we are going to update will be players to avoid. It's our top 10 guys of players to avoid, but in the draft kit, which, by the way, you can still find a lot of great information in there, NFL.com/draft kit, if I'm not mistaken. You're going to find some great information there, and, of course, you could do some mock drafts there as well. We've got... You know, it drives me nuts. I don't know why more people aren't playing the NFL.com/fantasy game. Look, I know there are some other big-name players out there, but I've literally been played every single fantasy game. And not only does the NFL.com fantasy game stack up, I prefer it to every other fantasy game. The look of it, the feel of it, the ease of use, the mobile app, the look of the mobile app. I mean, it's just a cool product, and it drives me nuts that people are using the other guys. It just drives me absolutely crazy. But go sign up your league right now. Go sign up your team right now, NFL.com/fantasy. All right, let's talk about top 10 players to avoid. We won't go through the whole
list. They'll be able to read it tomorrow. I forget where we had it scheduled, Marcus, but we'll each pick a guy or two.
Thursday, but later Thursday. This week.
Okay, so Gelhar
was... Part of Fantasy Draft Week, right?
Part of Fantasy Draft Week.
All right, so Gelhar, we'll start with you. Give me one or two guys out of your top 10 guys, players to avoid.
I'll pick two position groups, and just simply because the Dallas running backs and the Cardinals running backs, there are going to be fantasy points to be had out of those backfields, but I would much rather just have that be somebody else's headache. That's why I like guys like Chris Ivory and stuff. I'd rather get somebody I know who they are, I know what's going to happen, than have to worry about Darren McFadden getting first-team reps or David Johnson coming in or Chris Johnson vulturing a touchdown when his hammy's healthy. Like those, there's very talented players in those backfields, the offensive line, whatever. That I'll let that be your headache, and I'll deal with somebody else.
All right, very good. Marcus Grant, how about yourself? Give me a couple guys.
I got one. Well, two guys are kind of linked to each other. Well, that would be Colin Kaepernick and Carlos Hyde. Kaepernick, we heard so much about him working with Kurt Warner on his accuracy, but so far what we've seen from him in the preseason has been less than stellar. It's been hashtag ungood. And so I worry about that 49er offense as a whole, and I think because of that, Carlos Hyde, who we already know is probably going to be a two-down running back with Reggie Bush coming in on those third downs.
How about Jarrod Hayne, brother?
Jarrod Hayne. Great punt returner or greatest punt returner? That's all I know about that. But so Carlos Hyde, he's a two-down back playing on in a poor offense that is probably going to be playing from behind a lot. I'm really down on him. My other one, Dwayne Allen, and that one hurt. That one hurt for me to put on this list because I was the biggest Dwayne Allen homer of all of us last year. But there's just so many mouths to feed in that offense. And last year, he was extremely touchdown dependent. So if he's not getting those red zone looks, which he really might not this year, his value and his production goes way down.
It's weird. Sadly, I think am I wrong in saying this? I think the perception is that Dwayne Allen was the most productive tight end in Indianapolis.
It was Kobe Fleener.
It was Kobe Fleener.
But it was actually Kobe Fleener.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the perception is that Dwayne Allen was more productive than him because you saw the highlights over and over again of him catching touchdowns.
Except he had 395 receiving yards, 29 catches. I mean, that was
not good.
What hurt was
Dwayne
Allen started out the season hot. Everybody was seeing his touchdowns, but then he got injured, and then Kobe Fleener had those massive couple games, and then after that, it was just flip a coin, whichever one's going to score. So.
Right. It's very interesting, the perception of guys in the fantasy community, because I was caught up in it as well. I didn't realize that Kobe Fleener had such a good year last year. Adam Rank?
I was guilty as well.
Yeah, it's interesting when you actually dive into some of the numbers, man. But Adam Rank, give me a couple guys.
I'm going to say avoid Kelvin Benjamin, Jordy Nelson.
Oh, boy.
Arian Foster.
Arian
Foster.
Tenth round? Foster. Aaron
Fifth round, maybe.
Okay.
That's a good.
Good value there at the fifth round.
I don't want to make a bunch of people upset with the Peyton Manning. You know my feelings on Peyton Manning. I just use the facts as my defense for his decline. So I won't bring up the fact
you're not going to belabor the point of Peyton Manning.
I won't belabor the fact that he had a decrease of 16 touchdown passes last year. And if that trend continues, he will have 23 touchdown passes this year. I will not talk about that. And I know a lot of people like to talk about, like, oh, he was hurt. Like, listen, I respect Peyton Manning way too much to allow injuries to be be an excuse for this man. I will not stand for it. I have the utmost regard for Peyton Manning, and I will not allow it. I will say this. The one guy that I'm looking at that a lot of people seem a little bit hyper on, I don't think that Andre Johnson translates into a surefire number one receiver again for the Indianapolis Colts. He is playing with the best quarterback of his career by far. T.Y. Hilton is still there. They're going to run the ball a little bit more. We talked about two great tight end options. That's enough. That's going to keep them once again from reaching double-digit touchdown totals, but without the yards because he's not going to be targeted as much.
Give me a stat projection and round projection for Andre Johnson.
I say Dre.
He's a hot name right now in fantasy.
Dre can get, 60 to 80 receptions. He'll be in the 800 yards and six touchdowns, like what he always does.
Andre, well, what round are you seeing him go in?
Any round except the fifth.
Right. Okay, got it.
The one round he will not go in. He will not go in the fifth round.
I'll stay in that Indianapolis, on that Indianapolis team. I'll go to the backfield. I teased it a little bit. I talked about Frank Gore. Last year he had 1,100 rushing yards, 1,200 total, 5 total scores. He's the Terminator. We've talked about it. This guy is like, seriously, just – every year in and year out, it seems like you could just rack him up for 1,100 yards. As a matter of fact, 8 of his 10 seasons, Gore has had 1,100 yards rushing or more. I get it. Last year, we didn't even see a decline. He averaged 4.3 yards per carry. But the dude's 32 years old, man. I look back at history. Again, I look at
history.
Are
you once again getting at you? You had a chance to kick Frank Gore when he was down earlier.
I did.
And if there's one thing I don't stand for, it's people belaboring a point about a certain player.
Uh-huh. Right.
Going on and on about, like, when everybody knows you don't like a guy.
Can I ask you, what's the quarterback rank that you have for Peyton Manning?
Undraftable.
You have him out of your top 10, brother.
Yeah, well, of course. I'm only basing that on fantasy projections.
Oh, my gosh. Adam Rank.
Not commercial.
All right.
I love it.
Finish your tricks.
Look, Marshall Faulk. At 32 years old, suffered a major injury. Emmitt Smith, steep drop-off, Edgerrin James, Eddie George, Steven Jackson. These are guys that did not even make it to 32 years of age. At best, Frank Gore is going to be Jerome Bettis or Corey Dillon with New England. We're talking about a low-yardage touchdown vulture. Both of those backs, we're talking about Jerome Bettis and Corey Dillon, had less than 1,000 yards, but both did have double-digit touchdowns at the age of 32. Again, I mean, unless Frank Gore is some kind of historical player.
He is.
He's not going to get to these totals. He's either going to get injured or we're going to see a steep drop-off in skills. And the other thing is he's going to a brand-new team where he's got to learn a brand-new scheme. Even though the Niners were a little bit of a mess offensively, at least it was a scheme he was comfortable with. I don't know, man. I know a lot of guys are really high on Frank Gore. We're seeing him go in
the fifth round.
Higher. Nice. Even.
Sometimes much higher, but I'm just not buying at that price. If I could get him in the seventh, eighth, ninth, sure, I'll do it. I'm just not going to get him there. So for me, he's a non-draftable guy. By the way, when we say players to avoid, I think it's very important to know these are guys that are not draftable, in our opinion, based on their price.
Right.
No, I mean, if you could get Frank Gore in the 10th, of course you'd do it. Even if Adam Rank could get Peyton Manning in the 15th round, he would do it.
Probably
don't. Good point, James. Good point.
Walter Payton had 1,300 yards, 8 touchdowns as a 32-year-old.
Okay.
Playing on Soldier Field's jacked-up turf.
Okay.
All right.
Point of order.
Okay. Got it.
Should we dap it and get out of here? We got to get some more stuff taped in the podcast studio.
Oh,
after this.
I see.
Well, don't pull back the curtain.
Getting us rushed out of here.
Breaking the fourth wall.
Very, very quickly here. Yes, let's do daily daps.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
This is the daily
daps and hugs. Give me daps because I be scribbling right.
Give me dapping up, daps abound, daps up.
Daily Daily Daps time, our time where we get to talk about pretty much anything, fantasy or otherwise. We basically give props to anything or anyone or any place we want. Alex Gellhart, we're going to start with you.
My daily dap is to sleep. I'm looking forward to getting a lot of it tonight. So that's my daily dap. Sleep is great.
All right. I like it. Marcus Grant.
Mine's a little bit longer. I want to give a shout out to Aqua Teen Hunger Force. After 13 seasons spread out over 15 years, they just had their final episode about a week or so ago.
Okay.
And so as a shout out to them, I have my Aqua Teen Hunger Force character power ranking.
I'm very excited for this.
Oh,
I didn't even want you to spoil it for me before the show when you told me what you were going to
do. Yes. So these are characters who have appeared on at least three episodes or more of the program. So number 10. I've got the Plutonians. The Plutonians, Oglethorpe, and Emery. Number 9, Dr. Weird and Steve, who opened just about every episode. And Dr. Weird, who was the actual creator of the Aqua Teens. Number 8, MCP Pants.
MCP Pants.
He wants candy.
By the way, these are all...
Taffy, skip to the sweet shop with my sweetheart Sandy.
Exactly. Am I wrong in saying this? These are all YouTubeable
characters. You can find them.
Oh, yeah, you can find them.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a great show if you haven't watched it.
Number 7 is... Wait a minute. Oh, I wrote that wrong.
Power rankings, go!
Number 7 is Frylock.
Frylock.
Frylock, who was...
lowest of the main characters.
Lowest of the main characters. Number 6 is... Dr. Wong Burger.
Dr.
Kind of obscure.
It's a good one.
Yeah, he was collecting teeth at one point.
Oh.
Number 5 is Meatwad.
Ooh, that's... You're going to get some hot takes in your mentions.
I probably am.
Meatwad at 5.
Meatwad's at number 5.
Wow.
But I like my top 4. I feel like it's strong. Number 4 is the cybernetic ghost of Christmas past from the future.
It's a great choice.
He's solid. Number 3, this might get me some heat in my mentions as well. Master Shake comes in at 3.
Wow.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, Master Shake at 3. Okay, number 2.
That's fair.
The Moonanites, Ignignacht and Ur. And number 1, I don't know how there's any debate at number 1.
It has
one,
to be.
It is Carl Brutana Andaluski.
Carl's
has
the best.
To be Carl.
Carl's best.
Carl's solid at number 1.
Carl is the best.
Yep.
Adam Rank.
You'll get no.
Daily Daps. Brother.
Well, because, not to rub it into Alex, but I got to give baby Ahsoka daps for sleeping 8 hours on the reg each night.
That's pretty awesome.
Daps to Jon Stewart for pulling the face turn. And
wasn't a heel turn?
No. Face turn because it didn't allow Cena to win the title.
I see.
You know, daps to my man Tommy Campbell. If you if you're ever on Twitter and you like to play those hashtag games, we were both retweeted by @midnight today for our new football penalties. I had a couple of gems, but the one that they retweeted was personal foul, having arms smaller than the referee, 15 yards, loss of dignity.
I can't wait to copy and paste that onto my own timeline.
Of course you will. Ian Rappaport already did.
With any with a ha-ha.
He quoted
Ian
it.
Rappaport did. Funny. real funny. And then I do want to give daps to everybody who said that Rank should stay because the NFL Fantasy Life Twitter handle did tweet that out, keep Rank or let him go or all that stuff. But
isn't it better than Rank?
Better than Rank. None of these guys said nobody was.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force, # better than Rank.
Wow.
That I would agree.
Okay.
Once again, you're getting no argument.
If we could get Carl on this show, that would be a
That's a get.
Yeah.
That's a get right there.
We'll work on it.
Okay.
But you'll get arguments from Finn's Fellow.
Okay.
Mike G, Danny Rozier, Mile High Jets fan, Trey's Days, EA2C, Curtis Hicks, Richard Seville, Jet Wells, Yugoslav. And Jason, I felt like we should have had the final track of Sublime's 40 Ounces to Freedom going
while you were reading that. I mean, that sounded like gibberish out of your mouth is what it sounded like, which
think Mile High Jets fan.
That one was curious to me. I heard that one. Was like,
well, it's, you know what? Because first of all, I'm not over with Jets fans. They seem to not like me. And Broncos fans certainly don't like me, which I don't get. Like, you've had Peyton Manning for, like, what is your attack? I would get it if the Colts fans were upset with me. But he's been your quarterback for an hour. You're fine. Like, you had Elway. I think he's great.
Mile High Jet sounds like a pretty solid rock band name.
Yeah, it could be.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of like that one.
Carl, what are you dapping?
I'm going to dap Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, wow. A lot of animated deaths.
That's a very
today.
Good point. They got this new movie coming, or this new movie that is out. I have not yet seen it, but with the dearth of movies that are out right this second, I'm really looking forward to catching the new Dragon Ball Z movie. I've heard good things. I've heard good things about the Dragon Ball. I feel like Packer Girl is definitely going to tweet us here.
I hope so.
She's a big Dragon Ball Z fan, and I'm a big Dragon Ball Z fan.
School's starting for her, so she'll be back.
YouTube for Dragon Ball Z is also legit, so there you go. Anyways, so that's it. That's basically the show, man. We had fun.
It was a good time. Sign up to play Fantasy, like, subscribe, comment on iTunes, and
why aren't you subscribing? Stuff. Why are you not subscribing? Let's do
James
it right
is
now.
I'm going to get angry at you.
NFL.com/fantasy. All right, for my boys, Alex Gellhar, Marcus Grant, Adam Rank, I'm James Coe. We are out.